Show them to all. Today we're going to learn Maseches Maaser Sheni, Perek Daled, Mishnah Hey and Mishnah Vav. And today's Mishnah are being learned with Chosop Shlomi Zalman Vizagos Amar Siyat V'Choyetz Chalotayim. They should be given for that Sachat Slachan Siyat Dishmai, good health, Parnasa B'Shefa, and Kol Tov Sela. And Mischos Estabas Rachel, she should be zecher to find her Zivig Hagon Bekar of Mamish. Now this Mishnah gives us another way how a person can redeem his Maaser Sheni without having to pay a fifth. The Mishnah says, Hay Amin Begayrin, the person's at the threshing floor of Ein B'Yad Emayis. He doesn't have any money. Amil Chaveri, he can tell his friend, Harei HaPeres Ho'ilin Usunum Lach Matana, this produce is being given to you as a gift. Here, friend of mine, take this as a gift. Chazav Omer, then he can say, Hara'el Mukhalal Mamaz Shavabayas. They are Mukhalal on money that I have in my house. And since he's redeeming produce that isn't his, he doesn't have to add on a fifth. And now moving on to Mishnah Vav, we're going to be talking about another way to redeem Maaser Sheni, which is by selling it. When Reuven sells Maaser Sheni to Shimon, so Shimon takes the Maaser Sheni, and when he pays for it, that money now takes on the Kedusha of the Maaser Sheni, and the Kedusha falls off of the produce. But now Mishnah Vav gives us an interesting case. Mashach Menu Maaser Besela. The buyer was Moshech, a Sela worth of Maaser Sheni. He didn't have a chance to redeem it, which means he didn't have a chance to pay for it, and now it became worth two sela. Prices jumped, inflation went crazy, and now by the time he's ready to pay for it, this produce that he bought for one is worth two. So what does the buyer do over here? Nice and loy sela. He gives the seller a sela. That sela becomes Maaser Sheni, or mistaker besela, but now he also gains a sela, or Maaser Sheni shaloi, and the Maaser Sheni belongs to him. Now the reason why he's gaining a sela is because right now this produce is worth two, so therefore he has to pay two for it, or he has to redeem it for two. Since when he bought it was only worth one, so he only has to give one to the seller. That other one comes from the buyer's pocket, and he gains by taking up that coin of Maaser Sheni, and he's able to bring it up to Yerushalayim. He doesn't have to give it to the seller. Now, what about the opposite case? Mashach Menu Maaser B'Shtayim. The buyer bought two sela worth of Maaser, V'lo Hispek of Daisach Amr B'Sela, but he didn't have a chance to redeem it, which once again means he didn't have a chance to pay for it until it went down in value, and now it only became worth a sela. So, Nice only Sela Mechulin. When he pays the seller, he gives him a sela of Chulin. The Kedusha of the Maaser gets transferred onto that sela of Chulin. Now, don't forget, he also has to pay him a second sela, because when he bought it from him, he bought it for two slayim. But that second sela could be something else. Vesela shal Maaser Sheni shalai. That second sela that he pays him with could be Maaser Sheni money that he has from his own pocket, because right now that Maaser Sheni produce is really only worth one. So since when he had bought the produce from him, it was worth two, he has to give him two. But since right now this Maaser Sheni in truth is only worth one, the other sela that's coming from the buyer could be a Maaser Sheni sela. Now, if the seller was an Ama Aretz, so then the buyer should give him Maaser Sheni money of Demai, he shouldn't give him regular Maaser Sheni money. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Zayin and Ches. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.